Today is really a celebration. No, it's not anyone's birthday or anniversary, but it's a testimony of God's amazing goodness and provision. Just 5 years ago, I started this podcast, and here we are at number 1,000. It's amazing for so many reasons, and I'll mention just a few. I've always been interested in radio, and people told me that I had a voice for radio, so in my 30s, I attended a school or a drama college that specialized in radio, especially behind the microphone. A few years later, I was working part-time for a Christian radio station that broadcast into Africa, and I did this for 35 years, eventually having my own program. When I retired from the corporate world, I stopped broadcasting, and I asked the Lord, what's next? Well, I had to wait patiently on the Lord for 3 years, and finally the Lord pointed me to a website called 5 Easy Steps to Produce a Podcast. To make this all the more remarkable on how the Lord worked in an amazing way, the author of the website who helped me put my first podcast together was a Spaniard working in England, involved in media and communication in the schools. All I needed was a computer and a microphone. Well, I so happened to be visiting my son in New Zealand, and he just won, in a competition, the latest Mac computer and gave me his old one, which was just a few months old. So far, Podomatic, the host of these podcasts, tell me that I've reached 46 countries. Now, I'm an encourager. That's my spiritual gifting. And I pray that people who have heard me in some of the following countries have been blessed. For instance, in China, Poland, Ghana, Argentina, Macedonia, Morocco, and Sweden, to mention a few. Why am I telling you all of this? Simply that the Lord has used just an ordinary vessel to spread the word of God. You know, John Wesley said that the world was his parish. Well, very humbly, I feel like that too. You see, I was not the top student at school, far from it. But the Lord must have seen a vessel that St. Paul says was fit for the master's use. So the message I want to share with you today is from Psalm 71 with the heading, A Prayer for Lifelong Protection and Help. And my earnest prayer on this special podcast, number 1,000, is that our time together will encourage you in your walk with the Lord. And I'm using as my text the Good News Bible, and we'll be looking at some of the key statements that the psalmist is praying, which will hopefully help you and me. Let's start with where he starts in verse 1. And he says, Lord, I come to you for protection. Be my secure shelter. Now, if you know the Lord, I mean really know the Lord personally and intimately, you may pray that prayer with confidence. If you read the newspaper or watch the news on television, you know that there is no country immune from violence, disorder, or disaster. From Norway to Nepal, from Texas to Turkey. Sometimes we are surrounded by the enemy. It could be the enemy of poverty, accidents, sickness, or injustice. And here the psalmist, in Psalm 71, cries out, in verse 4, my God, rescue me from the wicked. Now you say, how can he pray this prayer? In verse 5, well, he says he puts his hope in the Lord. And I have to ask myself and ask you, where is your hope? Is it in things? Is it in people? Or is it in the sovereign Lord? Now in verse 7, the psalmist says, he's been example to many. I wonder if I've been an example, someone who's been walking with the Lord for over 50 years. I have to examine my life. The psalmist tells us in the next verse why he can say this. why he can say he's been a good example. And I quote, "Because you, Lord, have been my strong defender." Yeah, you know, that's my testimony too. The Lord has been my strong defender. But sometimes we all feel that the Lord is far away. So in verse 12 he prays, "Don't stay far away." And he continues, "Hurry, come to my aid." And that's where I turn to, and I trust you do too. Then for me, the key to this psalm is verse 14 to 16, where he makes six statements that all begin with, "I will, I will." Let me read them to you. "I will always put my hope in the Lord. I will praise you more and more. I will tell of your goodness." And he doesn't stop there. He goes on. "I will speak of your salvation. I will go in the strength of the Lord. I will proclaim your goodness." And that's why I'm doing this podcast today, because of the Lord's faithfulness and goodness to me and to my family. On the text to this podcast is a link to YouTube and a story of a real miracle, a miracle of our granddaughter who nearly died and who was snatched from death's door moments after her birth. So really, as I said, this podcast is a testimony to God's goodness and faithfulness. Now, in verse 17, the psalmist says, "The Lord has taught him since he was young." Well, that's my story too. In fact, I'm in the school of life, always learning more and more about the Lord every day. And so in verse 20, he talks openly about the trouble and suffering that he's faced. "But the Lord will restore his strength every time." One of the presenters that I enjoy listening to on BBC Radio 2 is Jamie Cullum, a gifted pianist. And the other day, he found someone had put an old piano on the pavement in London. Nobody wanted it. He saw it and took it to the factory. At first, it sounded like this. But when it was restored, it sounded like this. Now, how much better to have the Lord restore your life? As he said in Psalm 23, you remember that verse, "The Lord restores my soul." Well, the psalmist is full of praise, as I am now. And in verse 22, he declares, "I will praise you for your faithfulness." If you look at the psalm, he started in verse 1 with a cry for help, and now he ends the psalm with a shout of joy. So I say to you today, why not make Psalm 71 your prayer for lifelong protection and help? Thank you for joining me. Until next time, God bless.